again tonight without any further ado and or a long introduction. I don't think he needs a whole lot of introduction. And we are honored to have Brother Fontenot with us this week. And we are thankful to have him. I know it's a sacrifice for his family, but God has used him this week, and we are thankful for that. So without any further ado, would you make Brother Fontenot welcome to this pulpit? Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Pastor. Appreciate that very much. Amen. And it's the honor is mine tonight to be here with such wonderful people. Amen. And what makes you so wonderful tonight is because you've been baptized in Jesus' name and filled with the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise God. You're part of the kingdom. Amen of God. Hallelujah. There's nothing greater. Amen. Than the church of the living God. Amen. Praise God. God has so blessed us so much. And it's been such a privilege to be able to be here and to work with you and to flow with in the Holy Ghost. And amen. I've had the opportunity to preach a time or two, and there's definitely liberty in this pulpit, and I thank the Lord for that. Amen. Praise God. So tonight, if you would with me, if you'd like to, you could turn to the book of Genesis, chapter 18. Then we're going to go to Genesis chapter 22. And then we're going to go to Ephesians chapter 1. And then we're going to try to preach. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Genesis chapter 22. Amen. Brother and Sister Causey, again, my dear friends, have been so kind to me and blessed me. I know I'm going to leave here heavier than when I came, and because of all of the good meals that they've blessed me with. Amen. And Brother Causey even had my suit cleaned, and I thank him for that. And there was a sister the other night I was trying to get to and anoint, or I did anoint her, and God just blessed her real good, and I was just a little too close, and that bottle of anointing oil wound up on my sleeves and my pants and all, and so he just took it to the cleaners and had my suit cleaned, and I thank him for that. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Let's preach, if you would, with me. I'm definitely going to watch the clock. I'm going to try again to be under 30 minutes or under, and have an altar call, because I believe God's going to do some wonderful things here tonight. And so please preach with me. Genesis chapter 22. I'm sorry, Genesis chapter 18 first. And verse 17. Genesis, I'm getting all tied up here. Genesis 18, verse 17. Okay, here we go. And the Lord said, "Shall I hide from Abraham the thing which I do, seeing that Abraham shall surely become a great and a mighty nation, and all the nations of the earth shall be blessed in him? For I know him, that he will command his children and his household after him. And they shall keep the way of the Lord and do justice and judgment, that the Lord may bring upon Abraham that which he had spoken of him." So that tells me if I want what the Lord has promised me, then I need to conduct my household so that if I would keep the ways of the Lord and do justice and judgment, then God, amen, that he had promised would bring upon my home. Genesis chapter 22, verse 17. Now it's because of this judgment It's because of this justice how the scripture say it here. Let me reread it just very quickly with the mind thought that I have. He says, because he would do justice and judgment. Because of Abraham doing these things, then we find here in Genesis 22, verse 17, that in blessing I will bless thee, and in multiplying I will multiply thy seed. As the stars of the heaven, and as the sand which is upon the seashore, and thy seed shall possess the gates of his enemies. And in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, because thou hast obeyed my voice. Amen. Turning over to the book of Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 17. I think Abraham, even though this is in Ephesians, after Abraham is dead and gone, I believe Abraham received this right here. Listen to what the scripture says. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. That the eyes of your understanding may be enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of his calling. I believe Abraham understood that. I believe Abraham had revelation. I believe Abraham had wisdom, amen, that proceeded from God. That ye may know what is the hope of his calling, and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. And what is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe. According to the working of his mighty power, which he brought in Christ when he raised him from the dead, and he set him at his own right hand in heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion, every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come, and hath put all things under his feet, and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. Thank you, Lord, for your word tonight, that you'd help me, God, and anoint me one more time, that only you would be exalted and magnified and lifted up. Oh, God, help us tonight. How can we have revival except by you, Lord? How can we have victory except by you, Lord? How can we conquer, God, and go forth, Lord, except by you, Jesus? How can we be holy, Lord, except by you? How can we be blessed unless the Lord would bless us, Lord? In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. I want to preach to you tonight. Working next to the gates of hell. Working next to the gates of hell. You may be seated. Amen. I think that there are times we need a desperate revival and the moving of God. And when I say revival, it covers a broad span tonight. Of course, we're talking about lost souls coming in and being saved and delivered and brought into truth and filled with the Holy Ghost and baptized in Jesus' name. And amen, being part of the church of the living God. But also in revival, there's those times we need a refreshing. We need a renewing. We need a reviving. We need a healing mentally, spiritually. Amen. And as I was praying here today and talking to the Lord, amen, about this night that we're going to preach, amen, the Lord began to speak to me and began to reveal some things to me today in prayer. And what it was this part of it, is that tonight if I would ask in this congregation tonight. Amen. Has anybody, amen, fought hell this week? And people could stand tonight and they would declare, amen, I've fought hell, and hell's visited my home. And amen, that's all of us. I'm including myself, the first and frontmost and center, amen, because I preached on it this week and mentioned it, and it's because it's true, amen, amen. We're not making light of it. Amen. And you talk to a saint, a brother or a sister, and it seems like more times than not that it's about hell and it's about a fight and it's about things that are negative and things that are going on. Amen. But the Lord today talked to me about that situation in a little bit, and he said, hey, Fontenot, he said, I want to remind you, amen. He said, there's a company of angels, amen, round about you. Amen. The angels of the Lord, amen, it camps about them that fear the Lord. And he told me about Jacob, and he said there was a ladder that was set up unto heaven, amen, and there was angels descending and angels ascending, amen, hallelujah. And he told me in my mind as the Lord speaks to me, amen, and he says, hey, amen, you know, you mentioned anybody saw hell this week, anybody had hell this week, anybody fought a devil this week, and it's, oh yeah, hey, my God, and we should, hey, over here, a little bit over here, amen. But somebody, amen, has seen an angel this week. Has anybody had an encounter with an angel this week? And it gets quiet, amen. And the people of God settle down, and it's, ooh, angels. I don't know if I've seen an angel. I don't know if I had an experience with an angel. Ooh, but boy, when it comes to devils, my God, yeah, a devil visited me this week. Yeah, I fought hell this week, and oh, when we exalt, it seems like not on purpose, but we magnify hell. But I'm telling you tonight, amen, we have been visited by angels of the Lord God Almighty, amen, hallelujah, because we are the church of the living God. I need my mind renewed. I need the mind of Christ to freshen anew, amen, to know of the things, amen, and the blessings of heaven that is upon me and upon the church of the living God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Abraham received the blessings of God. Amen. In his life. Amen. And it was because of his faithfulness. Amen. Hallelujah. Faithfulness. God is always faithful, amen, and he is looking for faithful people, and Abraham was one of them. Oh, Abraham had shortcomings, my God. We could make a list from him all the way through the apostles that had shortcomings, just like us tonight that have shortcomings, but amen, Abraham was faithful. Just because he had shortcomings, amen, he got up again, and he tried to right things, amen, and so are we tonight, amen. God is looking for faithful people tonight. He said in Lamentations chapter 3, 22 and 23, it is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. God is faithful. Amen. I said, God is faithful, people. Amen. God is going to back up his word. He's going to back up his promises. God is faithful. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He said in Proverbs 20 and 6, most men will proclaim one of his own goodness, but a faithful man who can find? God's looking for faithful people. Amen. When you talk about faithfulness tonight, amen, it's more than just faithfulness to God, people. I know. Now listen what the scripture said. Most men will proclaim, everyone, amen, his own goodness. Hallelujah. Let me proclaim my own goodness. It's hard sometimes for us to proclaim our shortcomings and our failures, amen. And maybe even asking for forgiveness from a brother, amen, or making things right. But oh, ask somebody of their goodness and oh, I'll be the first to stand and tell you how good I am. Praise God. Amen, amen. Praise God. Amen. So we proclaim our goodness. Amen. But a faithful man. Now when a faithful man, the scriptures are going more than just faithful to God. You know, I've been good to God. I bless God. I do this for God. Oh, that's great. That's great. That's part of faithfulness. But you know, when you study faithfulness, amen, in the scriptures and go further, it's more than just being faithful to God. Amen. But it's being faithful to family. Amen. It's being faithful to brothers and sisters in the Lord. It's being faithful to the ministry. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, amen, don't speak of your goodness, amen, when you're just faithful to God. Amen. And you ain't faithful to your brothers and sisters in the Lord. And you're not faithful, amen, to the ministry of the Word of God that God has put over us. Amen. Now I want what Abraham has. I want what God's promised. Amen. And God's given me some insight that Abraham was faithful. But he was faithful more than just to God. Amen. Faithfulness, faithfulness. Amen. Oh, praise God. Amen. I remember, amen, I'm trying to be faithful. I need to be faithful in all aspects of my life. Amen. Not just one part. Amen. I got to be faithful when that cashier gives me an extra dollar or two too much, and say, "Oh wait, you gave me back too much." I remember as a young convert, amen, and oh my God, a young convert. I'm telling you, I'm not lying to you tonight in any way. I'm telling you the God honest truth tonight. When I received the Holy Ghost, I looked and everybody, Brother Causey, had angel wings. Everybody had a halo. Everybody. Amen. Now I'm telling you, amen, it may not quite be that today, amen, because I was a very young convert, but I want to look at my brothers and sisters that way. I really do. I want to watch you, look at you and see you, amen, as holy and righteous, my brothers and sisters, amen. If you would say angel wings on your back or a halo on your head, my God, I want to be faithful with the things of God, and I want the love of God shed abroad in my heart by the Holy Ghost. Faithfulness, 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 faithfulness. Abraham was faithful. He was faithful. He was faithful. God's looking for somebody that's going to be faithful. Amen. Brother Thorne, I remember. I remember. I went to camp meeting in Louisiana. I was just a young convert. I only had the Holy Ghost a couple months. And my God, I just got to running with a crowd there. You know, I was single at the time, wasn't married, didn't have my wife to lead me and guide me the way I need to be led. And amen. And so, praise God. Hallelujah. That came a little bit later. Every time I've done something, I'm going to tell you, Pastor, I had to straighten it up, my God. But I was running with a crowd, amen, at camp meeting. I ain't talking about running with a crowd at a honky-tonk. I ain't talking about running with a crowd, amen, in the park, city park. I'm talking about I got to running with a crowd, amen, at camp meeting. Oh, my God. And at the end of the camp meeting, instead of going home blessed, instead of going home lifted up, instead of going home, amen, with a little more knowledge and a little more wisdom, I went home all bound up. Now, I was just a young convert. I didn't have all the smarts I have now. But I knew something was wrong. I didn't have no more joy. I didn't have no more peace. I didn't feel good no more. I was just all messed up inside. So I called my pastor. I said, "Brother Thorne," I said, I need to talk to you. "All right, well, let's meet at my office, such, such." I went and sat down in that office. An old gray head pastor, he's just kind of like my glasses here. He had his glasses on. He said, "Brother Leon," he said, "what you been doing?" I said, Brother Thorne, I said, I'm all messed up. I don't know what's going on. He said, Brother Leon, what you been doing? I said, well, I said, I just come back from camp meeting. You saw me at camp meeting. Brother Leon, who you been running with? Well, you know, so-and-so. Uh-huh. Okay, he said, this is what I'm going to tell you to do. He said, I'm telling you to cut all ties. He said, I don't want to see you around those people no more. I don't want to see you mess with those people no more. I said, oh, I just started crying. Oh, God, whatever, brother. He said, it's going to be okay. He come over there and laid his hand on me, prayed for me. Whew. I'm so glad. I'm so glad that God has placed the man of God over me. Hallelujah. I may not go into First Church anymore. My pastor's retired now. But where I'm going, I have submitted myself unto the authority in my life. I've submitted myself into the ministry. Amen. I remember as I was pastoring, amen, in Arkansas. I'm going on. Just hold on. It's all part of it. Amen. As I'm talking about being faithful. Amen. When I was in Arkansas, amen, I had my music minister come to me. He said, I think I got to go to Colorado. Well, when somebody tells me that they got to go and this is what they're going to do, you just kind of, you know, well, okay, hallelujah, see you later, you know. But, oh, I knew he was out of the will of God. So he packed up. He went to Colorado. There was somebody over there that coached him a little bit and got him over there. And he was a good minister and preached even for me a little bit and one thing and another. And so he was over there. So about 6 months went by, and I knew it. I was praying. God was talking to me. And I called him by name. I said, how's it going, brother? Oh, Brother Fontenot, my God, we're having a time here in Colorado. Uh-huh. I said, yeah, I know you are. Yeah. I said, things going good, huh? Oh, yeah, things going well. And I'm just this, and I'm this, that, and that, and this, and that. I said, okay, brother, great. I said, I just thought about you a little bit, wanted to call you. Amen. So that passed by. Amen. About another 6 months, called him again. Told him same thing. Oh, it's going good. I said, well, at the end of the conversation, I said, I'm glad things going well for you. I said, I just wanted to let you know. I said, I got $1,000 right here if you decide you might want to come home. Ooh, he started crying. Oh, God, Brother Fontenot, would you do that, Brother Fontenot? I said, yeah. I said, I just had to leave you over there until God told me. I said, you ready to come home? Oh, he said, I'm ready to come home. My God, he said, send that money, Brother Fontenot, I'm ready to come home. Hallelujah. I'm talking about being faithful tonight. More than faithful to God tonight, but being faithful to the church and being faithful to the ministry. Amen. Hallelujah. You want to be blessed of the Lord? You want the power? You want the anointing? You want God working in your life? You need to be faithful. We got to be faithful. I'm talking about working next to the gates of hell tonight. Hallelujah, hallelujah. He said in the book of Ephesians, amen, chapter 1, he said this. He said in chapter 1, verse 17, the spirit of wisdom and the spirit of revelation. If there's one thing that the church of the living God needs to be revived in and renewed in, it's in the spirit of wisdom and the spirit of revelation. He said that your eyes of your understanding would be enlightened. Amen. That you would be open to the understanding and revelation and see what's going on in the spirit world. Because it's the hope of your calling. Each and every one of you tonight have a calling upon your life. It may not be a ministry behind this pulpit, but you've got a calling in your life, amen. And you got to find that calling. You got to work that calling. You got to be faithful in that calling. You know why the devil tries to remove you? Why the devil tries to mess you all up? He don't want your calling to be fulfilled. And you can't fulfill your calling unless you're up under, amen, of the man that God has put you under. And he goes on to say the riches of his glory of the inheritance of the saints. Amen. He says the exceedingly greatness of his power to usward. We wonder at times, why don't I have the power of God working in my life? Why can't I get the devils to back off? Where's the angels of the Lord? I'm telling you, it's in faithfulness. It's in faithfulness. He said, according to his mighty power, the working of his mighty power. And then he says, he hath put all things under his feet to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body. Amen. See and understand with me tonight. I know you know that. I'm preaching to a lot of people that's been in the holy, in truth longer than I have. Amen. We're the body of Christ and he is the head. Amen. But in your calling in the body of Christ, you got a calling to make this body work, to make this body fulfill, amen, the will and the purpose of God for this community in this area, amen. You've got to fulfill your calling. And I'm telling you, the enemy is going to try to pull you out of your calling. Because, see, when we are in the body, you can go back into Genesis where he said to Abraham, because of your faithfulness, Abraham, in Genesis 22 and 17, thy seed shall possess the gates of his enemies. Now, I'm telling you, somebody's going to be possessing some gates. Either you're going to be possessing some gates, or either the enemy's going to be possessing some gates. There ain't no middle ground in this, honey. There ain't no gray area in this. Either you're going to possess his gates, or either his gates are going to possess you. And that's why he said in Matthew chapter 16, verse 18, the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. Amen. I'm talking and preaching about working next to the gates of hell tonight. Because he says in Galatians chapter 3, verse 27, for as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither bond nor free. There is neither male or female. For ye are all one in Christ Jesus. And if ye be Christ, then ye are Abraham's seed and his heirs according to the promise. So when you're born again of the water and of the spirit, not only are you part of the body of Christ, but you are Abraham's seed. And God gave Abraham a promise. He said, your seed shall possess the gates of his enemies. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Praise God. I'm talking about faithfulness tonight. I'm talking about being faithful and preaching about faithfulness tonight. Because when I'm faithful to all things, then I can expect the anointing. I can expect the power. I can expect the demonstration. I can expect, amen, the promises of God that are yea and amen to them that believe. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Brother Causey, I've been on both ends of the spectrum, amen. I've been to where the hell had his gates, amen, possessing me. Where the gates of hell had me locked in and I couldn't get out. But now, amen, by the grace and the mercy of God, I'm on the other side. Amen. And the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. God is saying, I've given you the authority because you're in the body of Christ to come against the gates of hell and to get the lost souls out. There is no gate that the enemy has formed. There is no weapon that is formed. There is no gate, amen, that can stop the church of the living God. The only thing that can stop this wonderful church of God is you. You're the only one that can stop it. I'm telling you, God will move every devil out. God will do every miracle, sign, and wonder that needs to be done. But there's one thing God won't do. He will not force you. But if you can make up your mind, if you can get deliverance tonight, if you can get revived, if you can understand, amen, what's going on in the spirit world tonight, you've got the authority, you've got the power, you've got the anointing, you've got the promises of God. You can walk to any gate of the enemy, amen, and command it to come down. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Working next to the gates of hell. Oh, hallelujah. Brother Causey. Yea, the day is and the hour is at hand. That you will preach devils off of people. That you will preach deliverance. And you will preach hope. Yea, I say, and they will get mad, and they will get upset, as they did with the Apostle Paul, when he stopped in his tracks and he turned to that woman that had a devil. Amen. And he cast that devil out of that woman, and that woman was delivered, and that woman was set free. But the man that owned that woman, he was upset. That made people mad. My God, what a day and an hour in which we live, that we could preach salvation and hope and deliverance and blessings of God, my Lord, and people get mad and upset over it. Oh, God. Lord, I'm talking about working next to the gates of hell. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because he said in Jude 23, and have some, and of some have compassion, making a difference, and others stayed with fear, pulling them out of the fire, halting even the garment spotted by the flesh. Oh, God. My Lord, we're working next to the gates of hell. We are pulling people. Hear me tonight. Oh, I got a burden on me tonight. My God. There are souls that are in fire in the church, and you're the only hope they got in this world with Jesus Christ. And God has blessed you with the ability tonight to reach into the fire and pull those souls out. God has given you the ability to come against the gates of hell. I'm telling you, hell has set some gates up around this place. But I got good news for you, friend. You don't have to put up with it tonight. I'm telling you, I may not be able to stop hell from setting a gate up. But there's one thing I can do, amen. I can tear that gate down. I can bring that gate down. If he sets up another gate, I'll tear it down. He sets up another gate, I'll tear it down. Amen. God's given us the power and the anointing and the authority to tear the gates down. As the singers come. So I ask you the question tonight. I wish the whole church was here tonight to hear that little simple message tonight. And I want to ask you this question. You're going to have to answer it. Well, you can't make me answer that. No, I can't make you literally say to answer it. But your actions is going to answer the question I'm getting ready to tell you. Or I'm getting ready to ask you. It's not if we're working next to the gates of hell. Friend, they're here. They're here. Gates of hell are here. But the question I want to ask you, what kind of business are you doing next to the gates of hell? Now, I'm just giving you what I got in prayer today. So what kind of business are you doing next to the gates of hell? Because the gates of hell are here. And he's going to keep setting stuff up. And we're going to have to keep tearing stuff down. That's part of being in the church. But I want to ask the question, what are you doing next to the gates of hell? Are you tearing stuff down of the enemy? Or are you building things up for the enemy? I think there was a prophet that said something like this one time. He said, "For as me and my house, for as me and my house, as we stand tonight, oh God, oh God, here we possess tonight the wonderful ability to be able to set people free. Tonight, we have the opportunity to see people healed and delivered and revived and renewed and restored. It's all at our fingertips tonight. What do you say, church? For as me and my house? Huh? For as me and my house? Is there anybody? For as me and my house? A lost soul could be depending on you. A lost soul could be depending on you. A family member could be depending on you. I'm wanting to close. I'm wanting to give an altar call, but I'm getting checked. Sister Causey, you know my wonderful wife. Y'all good friends. We wasn't married very long, and she was raised in church, so she would always pull that stuff on me. You know, she knew so much more than I did, used to. And she'd, you know, I'm going to tell you, Pastor, you better straighten that. I'm scared. I'm okay, all right. But I remember there was a family member, that came over to our house. And there were some things being said. And I said, whoa, I was just really young, two years in church. I said, wait a minute, time out. I said, this is my house. I said, we're not going to have that in this house right here. And I said, I know you've done it before, and that's you, and that's your business, and you're even older than I am. I'm not being rude, ugly, mean, amen, nothing. But I'm just telling you, we're stopping it right now. This ain't going to be in this house. I'm going to have the blessings of God. I'm going to have the authority of God in my house. Amen. This business is what the devil's up to in building the gates. Amen. I'm going to have the blessings of God. God's looking for somebody that's going to be faithful. And if we will be faithful to the things of God, we can expect the blessings of God. So I'll open this altar here tonight. People, we are working next to the gates of hell. We're working next to the gates of hell. Let's get equipped with the things of God. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Ayarabu Shatara Mahaya.